I'm back now with Dr. Dylan Miner. He's Associate Professor of Transcultural Studies at the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities at Michigan State University. He's Adjunct Curator of Indigenous Art at Michigan State University Museum. And for July and August this year, he's Artist in Residence at the Santa Fe Art Institute. Miner will be giving a guest lecture on Monday, August 12th at the Art Institute. Welcome to the Radio Cafe, Dylan.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here. Now, part of your project while in Santa Fe was working with local youth to construct low-rider bicycles as part of a project called Native Kids Ride Bikes. First of all, can you pronounce its correct native name and then tell us a bit about the project?
Sure. So the project is called Anishinaabensag Bimsko-Webshkigewag, which in the Anishinaabemowin or the Ojibwe language from the Great Lakes, which is where I hail, I myself am a Métis or a midship person whose kind of communities are here throughout the Great Lakes and across the prairies and plains of Canada. But the project, Anishinaabensag Bimsko-Webshkigewag, Native Kids Ride Bikes, has been going on. I've been doing it for 3 years now. And basically what it is, it's a socially engaged project where I collaborate primarily with urban native youth, but I've worked with non-native youth as well. And we build bicycles, primarily lowrider bicycles, that are based on traditional teachings. And so we think about the ways that historically our peoples have migrated, as well as thinking about sustainable forms of transportation. And like I said, this has been going on. I've been doing this for the past 3 years. Initially, the project was funded through the National Museum of the American Indian and their artist leadership program. And now I've kind of continued doing this. I've worked with communities, urban communities in Vancouver and various other places in Ontario, as well as at Fort Lewis College. I've been working in Santa Fe, both with native and non-native youth, to build a new series of bikes, which will be exhibited throughout the city. It's an exhibition at the Santa Fe Art Institute, but the bikes will be exhibited throughout the city throughout the month of August and September.
Now, you say they're based on some of the native teachings. Can you describe some of the bikes that you've created?
Yeah, sure. So the two larger series that I've made so far, one of them was working in mid-Michigan with urban native youth, particularly youth involved in two urban indigenous programs, one called the Indigenous Youth Empowerment Program and the other a high school a native organization. And with that group, we made seven bicycles based on what in this area here in the Great Lakes are called the seven grandfather teachings, which are basically seven important teachings based on historical roles and responsibilities. And so each of those bikes became a manifestation of those particular teachings. And with that, I integrated fluent speaking Anishinaabemowin elders to work with the youth, as well as young professional artists, native artists such as myself and a friend of mine, a Cayuse artist from Oregon, Andrew Wildbill, and Ojibwe and Chicano artist from Detroit known as Sacramento Knock. I've also done in Vancouver, we made four bikes based on the four directions, and those are presently touring Canada as part of a show called Beat Nation, which is a traveling exhibition of contemporary art, all made by younger indigenous artists looking at hip-hop and the role that hip-hop has played within the Native community throughout North America. While I've been in Santa Fe, I've at this point worked with two groups of youth, and we've built three bikes. I'm presently back in Michigan, but I'll be returning to Santa Fe in 2 days to complete two more bikes. And three of the bikes are based on thinking about the traditional food systems, and particularly what in many parts of North America are known as the Three Sisters. And so looking at the importance of corn, bean, and squash. So there's a bike that's based on corn, one based on beans, and another on squash. And with each of these bikes, we've also included a mini seed bank, a seed saver box, if you will. So each of these bikes has stores within it a variety of heirloom and indigenous varieties of corn, bean, or squash. And during Indian Market, I'll be in residence at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts right there on the plaza, and I'll be in the courtyard building a fourth bike, and this will just be kind of ongoing for the two days of market.
That sounds fantastic. How are the youth chosen, or how do they become involved with this project?
So there's different ways. In Santa Fe, I've worked with Katie Avery, who is the residency director at the Santa Fe Art Institute and is well-connected with the Native community in Santa Fe, as well as Ryan Rice, who is the curator at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts. And they've been able to facilitate groups of both Native, Indigenous, and non-Native youth to work on this project. In other parts, when I've done it, usually either I have connections within the community and kind of use those connections to kind of find youth and interested, or kind of work with community partners who are much more connected and understand the local community than I do, and let them kind of help find and select the youth. So most of the youth involved are in some way self-selected. They've kind of heard about this and have been inquired and are interested in the project.
Now, you said when you also start this that you're looking at sustainable transportation modes. You're also kind of exploring the relationship between Native people and the Michigan automotive industry, Detroit. Can you just talk about that briefly?
Sure. So as I mentioned, I'm kind of born and raised in Michigan. And one of the interesting things that happens here in Michigan is that the auto industry is so kind of pervasive and so many people were involved. And in my community, in the urban Native community in Lansing, one of the things that I've known and have learned, and I worked with two peers and friends of mine, and we did what was called the Mkwejong Oral History Project. And that was looking at the role, the oral history of the urban Native community in Lansing, Michigan. Lansing, of course, is the state capital. Michigan State University is located in East Lansing. But one of the things that you find is that in Lansing, in Detroit, in Grand Rapids and Flint, in all of the urban spaces, even in Milwaukee and Chicago, is you learn that many of the Native peoples who kind of urbanized over the last half a century did so to work in the auto industry. And in Lansing in particular, we had a large chain migration of Anishinaabe or Ojibwe folks migrating down from Manitoulin Island, which is on the Canadian side of the border. And so beginning in the 50s and kind of continuing until the present day, there's this large, interesting chain migration of fluent Ojibwe speakers coming to Lansing to work in the auto industry. And so to this day, we in Lansing have probably, at least in Michigan, but maybe on the U.S. side of the border, one of the largest fluent-speaking Ojibwe communities in the U.S. And so many of these folks moved to this area to work in the auto industry. And so as part of this project, most of the kids in our community have either parents or aunts or uncles or grandparents who worked in the auto industry. And as we know, Michigan's economy, and as we've been following with the bankruptcy of Detroit, all of these things are kind of in the media now and kind of very important. And I thought that as a way to highlight the way that our communities have migrated since the beginning of time, how much of this has changed, and as well as highlight the connections our community has to the auto industry.
And people can certainly ask you more. You are giving a lecture on August 12th, I believe that's next Monday at 6 p.m. The title is Art, History, Memory, Artistic Practice in the Age of Ongoing Colonialism. I've been speaking with Dr. Dylan Miner, Associate Professor of Transcultural Studies at the Residential College in the Arts and Humanities at Michigan State University, and an artist in residence at the Santa Fe Art Institute. Thank you so much, Dylan Miner. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Zaylee, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.